Michael.
Yes.
You're sweating.
I'm freaking out. I didn't get a holiday gift for my loved one.
Michael, the holiday is on December 25th, in my opinion. What you need to do is to not look like an old Grinch, is head on over to geeklycon.com.
Okay.
And you know what you can do there, man?
No.
We are running a special GeeklyCon 2017 Holiday Package Premium Edition.
Whoa.
Okay, so you'll save at least $10. But on top of saving $10, Michael, you will get a whole bunch of free stuff.
Oh my
gosh. Get a mug, you'll get a dice bag, a personalized message. Now, here's the thing. Your loved ones, they love me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get this premium edition,
right,
who cares about all the other stuff? I will read them, or Nico, or Bachman, or Jennifer, or even you, will read them a special message. And that is the gift that keeps on giving. People will hear this message till the end of time.
Can you make us say pretty much anything?
Pretty much anything.
Wow. That sounds worth it all by itself.
Damn. Head on over to geeklycon.com to get your special GeeklyCon 2017 holiday package. Do it before December 16th, and it'll be there before Santa knows what hits him.
Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Mike Bachman.
Oh, hi.
Nika Howard.
Hey, guys.
And Jennifer Teague.
Real weird vibe up in here so far this week, guys.
This is good. This is good.
What's going on?
Tim wants to punish you, the fans. And that's why he still doesn't want to podcast with us.
He's just so lazy. He won't stop playing Skyrim on the couch.
He's been playing for 2 weeks.
He will not stop.
He loves those old games.
He loves them.
Loves the oldest games. It's been a full week without. And I don't know, how did you guys feel? Did you guys feel good last episode? Like,
you know,
really good?
I felt like we had, minus the real, like, the downer part of it and having to try to confront what happened, I felt pretty good.
Yeah, you know what was good? When we, like, immediately rushed off to do something else and not deal with our problems.
Exactly.
I like that a lot.
We can really dig into them this episode.
Listen.
No.
Listen. I'm not ready to cry up in this podcast.
Yeah. Like, this is a thing that might actually happen.
Yeah.
Nah.
Crying? Oh, yeah.
You know where people don't cry? At GeeklyCon. GeeklyCon.com. Buy your tickets today. GeeklyCon.
I cried there.
Zero crying.
I've cried a few times at GeeklyCon.
Uh-huh. Tears of joy.
That's true. I cry.
Hey, who wants to roll? I still have this cough. Sorry.
You've had it for a week, Michael.
Michael,
it's been
you're
a
dying.
Long time. I might be dead. I have consumption. Roll d20, everybody.
Ooh.
8.
I rolled a 6.
Hold on.
Jennifer, you're the only one who tells the truth.
That's
the
truth?
That's why you're going to read it.
Oh, I rolled 3.
You're going to read it every time.
Wait, are you guys really?
See, this is this proves it.
This is sick. Oh, Jennifer, I appreciate your honesty.
I rolled a 3.
Good. I'm the number one good girl of D&D podcast. But Nika's the number 2 good girl.
Wait, we are one girl.
Well, that's true. We are the number 1 and 2 good girls combined together.
You're the Yuri. And
oh my
Nika,
gosh, because I have
Nika.
Anxiety.
And Nika is Yurio.
Oh,
and,
so true.
And Mike Bachman is that fluffy dog.
Oh, 100%.
Wait, who's Victor?
Oh.
Who is the true? Oh, well, I guess it has to
I'm
be.
I'm Victor.
Well, we're going to fuck that.
Oh, that's not what that show's
hey,
about.
Listen, if you guys don't know what the heck we're talking about, again, this is the Yuri on Ice podcast. Yeah.
Why has this not been a thing yet? Let's start this.
It should be. Okay, well, since I'm the number one good girl, boy, Yuri Katsky of D&D Podcast. I'll tell you what happened last week.
Please do.
Well, we were directly in the aftermath of the death horrors of our good friend Harper. Covered in his goo, we started to try to figure out what the heck happened. But luckily, there was a fight outside, so we did not have to deal with our emotions just yet. We run outside. There's some bad dudes in animal masks out there trying to just fucking wail on our friends, like real rude guys. And our other good friends, Lex and oh my god,
Ren,
the beautiful witches come to save us, and we killed all of them. Well, all minus the one that we turned into a baboon. Did he die too, though? Or is he just a baboon?
He's still a baboon.
Oh, he's still a baboon.
I don't think I've broken concentration.
One guy went to somewhere. I don't know. We banished him. And that's pretty much... Is that where we ended it?
That's where we ended it. Your witch friends were like, where's Harper?
Oh, that's... Yeah, I was trying to not have to answer... Here's the thing that sucks, is that we're going to have to answer this question so many times.
Can we just round everyone up so that we can...
Hey, listen, we have some bad news.
When they say that, Bucky and Roz and Aaron and everyone's favorite Marlon and Winlor all turn to you and go, where is Harper? And Ren goes, we had a terrible premonition.
Fuck, what was it?
And
what did you
that
think?
That Harper would die, and so we tried to get here as soon as we could.
We located you. Mates.
We used our scrying and magic stuff. and so we found you, and we were hoping we could get here in time to save Harper, but from the look in your face, I have a bad feeling.
Yeah, Harper, it's our fault. We misinterpreted the signs, and we should have, the second that he saw Longcrier, he exploded.
What?
He's...
Uncle Harper's dead?
Yeah, Bucky. Yep.
Didn't you revivify him?
He's a pile of goo.
We would have loved to have done that. If we could have, but you can't revivify a pile of goo.
I walk over and I put a hand on Bucky's shoulder and I say, don't worry, mate. Harper lives on in here.
Oh my god!
To my own chest.
Bucky slumps to the ground and just starts bawling his eyes out.
Eludra runs over to give him a hug.
Roz goes, Harper, no. Why did this happen? I knew I should have gone in with you. God damn it.
This is our fault. This is my fault. This is my fault.
It is not your fault, Eludra.
It's really fucked up that the time that we finally do what he wants us to do, this is what happens. We were right all along. We should never have done what Harper said to do. How are we going to tell his family?
Marlamin Winlor, who is one of Harper's guards, looks very upset as well. And Aaron Cole, the wizard, goes, do you have... Where are his remains?
Well, I would not say anything, but I would just make the noise and then look over at Jet.
here and there.
I mean... I'm sure they're around.
They're inside him. They're inside. Listen, I feel like explaining this plan, you guys are going to really think we're stupid when I explain what we did. But we, Jet turned into a cupboard and we hid inside. Harper, he exploded in there. And then Jet turned back into, as you can see him now, so... I think you can deduce where Harper is. He's inside of this goo.
Where is Harper?
He's inside of Jet!
I mean, if it helps, I'll aid him.
That does not help you. Ate King Harper.
No, I mean, not through my mouth.
Oh my God. That's not better. Jet, that's not better.
What?
I mean,
you know, he's a goop, and I do love a jelly.
Do you think, Jet? Is there any chance? Is there any way that we can bring him back, or do we have to?
It's gonna take about 48 hours, love.
Oh God!
God damn it, Jet.
How what percentage of a person do you need of them to bring them back?
Out of character, it's fairly ridiculous, and it's like if they died within the last 100 years, you just need to say their name kind of thing for the top D&D. Level.
I love D&D, yes.
For the top level spells. I don't know if that's wish or if that's
resurrect.
Yeah, I think that's.
Yeah, because doesn't. Yeah, I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
Like, wish can basically do anything.
Yeah.
But for now, we got a bit of time between now and when we would be able to do something.
You guys don't have wish at your disposal, let's just say.
But do we need to, you know, like, keep on hand any of Harper just in case?
We should keep something of him.
Okay, what if we put him in a little vial, like in a necklace? Wear him around our necks. Each of us get one.
You can probably.
Yes.
Jayla notices a little chunk of Harper in Aludra's hair.
I pick it out, and do I have can I have some sort of like vial or whatever that I stick it in?
Sure.
Okay.
It's like Angelina Jolie's blood vial around her neck. This is my Harper vial. God.
Can we get a piece of heart? Like, you know how they used to have those little necklaces with the grains of rice with someone's name in them? Yes. We just get a little piece of Harper and write his name on it and wear it.
That's so sweet.
Oh.
Marleman says, I'm going to need to go report this back. And he gets all broken up. He starts coughing.
He's dying.
He goes, I'm going to need to go report back to Paler's Hope. I'll bring King Harper's possessions back to his family.
Do we have like any of his like effects at all?
Yeah,
I think like, we would have. We'd probably grab all of his
clothes and
so his clothes are left. Oh man, just like goop inside.
Well, no, like just like change of clothes and stuff like that.
Man, this is so messed up.
his diary.
Oh.
His bedroll.
Oh. All the pictures of his wallet with his pictures of his 15 children.
Oh.
Yeah, a picture of a cow with lipstick on it was weird.
What could this mean?
Oh, so, boy.
I mean, I feel like we should go back. I feel like we need to, I mean, this is on us. Like, I feel like it's really cowardly just to let Barlaman go and.
And continue on like nothing happened.
Yeah, and that too. I mean, like, I know we have things to do, but this is a real mess. It's number one, it's Harper. And also, like, what is going to happen to Paler's Hope now? Like, I don't feel like we can just hand this off to someone else. Like, I feel like we need to go and tell Ashiar Adain in person what happened.
Ren and Lex step up and they, you know, as you remember, let's say this is Lex talking. Do I do a good Nico voice?
Make it really nasally and annoying.
this is Nika from episode what? Like 50 something.
Yeah. Oh so gosh, giggle so a lot and be really nervous.
Oh my gosh.
That's it.
Guys. as you remember, we are witches. We are a coven of changeling witches who protect the lands. And we are devastated that we've lost our good friend Harper. But I feel like there's some really, really bad stuff going on in Glane. Jewel of the East.
Fucking Glane.
There's just magical things. The our scrying doesn't even work near there because the interference is there's something going on there that is not right. The amount of magical power surrounding the entire city is just off the charts, like nothing we've ever seen before. And we're seriously worried that, you know, that something cataclysmic could be happening.
I mean, maybe it's good magic, right?
Do you ever think about that, witches?
I mean, you said you can't see in there.
That is true. And there's rumor of a terrible monster that is not far off from that area. So we were tracking that monster when we had our premonitions, and our plan was to try to meet up with you and maybe help you with this whole Glane situation.
What do you know of the monster?
Just that it is horrible beyond all accounts, and it is terrorizing the small villages. And I don't know if it has something to do with the situation, but both things came up at the same time. So it does seem like a strange coincidence.
Is there any way that we can quickly get back to Paylor's Hope, and then we can maybe try to, through magical means, get someplace fast after, and that way we can fulfill both duties?
Aaron Cole steps up and says, I can teleport us back to Paylor's Hope, but it could be a month before you get back here. There's no way to teleport back here.
Is there a safe point around? Or
can we go back right before we went into the room with Longcrier?
I'm looking for any glowing bits on the ground, circles,
discolored rocks.
You see a discolored rock.
Oh shit! I pick it up.
I don't have an ink ribbon though, so I can't save.
I'm assuming these are video game jokes. I don't understand. Now, if you told me there was a Pokeball on the ground, I would get that. That's the extent. That's it. Elita just looks like completely stricken. Like, because this is like literally, this is like Elita's like worst nightmare right now, because she loves to save people. She feels obligated, but also she feels incredibly obligated to go and talk to Ashiara Dane and apologize
right.
for the murder of her husband. What Eludra feels is the murder of her husband. So this is like literally the worst thing that could happen to Eludra, because she's going to disappoint someone no matter what she does. And oh my gosh, she literally will run away from home, as we have seen in the past, if that's a thing. So she looks very upset right now.
We compose a letter and explain everything that happened, send his belongings back with everyone else, we can continue on with Lex and Rin. And then we can basically put in the letter that as soon as we can, we'll get back to Paylor's Hope and see maybe if there's anything we can't do to help.
Roz says, I have not always seen eye to eye with this Ashiara Dane, but I do know her fairly well, and as I worked with Harper for years before, while you were off in Yangar or whatever.
That was a little backhanded.
It's very good.
But it might be a good idea for me to take the boy, and I've got a cough too. It may be good for me to take the boy. I don't know if it is too dangerous. I mean, look at his leg. It is full of arrows.
I'll give him my last 10. Does he look worse than Roz in terms of health?
They're I'm just toying with your emotions.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, because I'll just heal them and not feel bad about it anymore.
You don't have to. You can RP heal them if you want.
Okay. Yeah, Eludra is like, yeah, no, you're Probably right, because, you know, everyone that, like, hangs out with me, it's just, you know, terrible things happen to them. It's probably for the best if you take Bucky and, you know, away from our little group. Probably for the best, yep.
I mean, I don't, I know I wasn't in the room with you, and I don't want to, how do you say, make any insinuations, but I did know Harper very well. And I am was part of his council and such, so it might make the most sense if I were to go back in your stead.
Yeah,
I think.
No,
that,
I think.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I think you're. I think she's right. I think she's right.
I would agree. I think that it makes sense because since we were in the room, it seems most likely that if she were going to lash out at anyone, it would be us. So. Might be.
Oh yeah, she's going to be pissed.
Thank you, Ross.
I mean, now one thing we're not thinking of, I could just be Harper.
Oh shit. No one has to know.
No one has to know that old Harper's dead.
Oh fuck. No, we can't do that, Jack. That we cannot do that.
I don't know what you mean by cannot.
I think that crosses maybe a line.
The term is should not.
Yeah.
Should not do that.
Ren goes, oh, are you a changeling as well?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Well, I mean, all changelings. I don't like to brag.
But I want to see a changeling off right
the
now.
The rest of them never turned into piles of goo.
What was that?
Oh, I said the rest of the changelings never turned into piles of goo.
I mean, we're right here. Are you?
Oh, sorry. That was out of character. I wasn't trying to be rude and talk about them like they weren't people.
That's really mean.
I love Lex and Ren.
I mean, lots of changelings just don't like to do. I'm a bit Australian now. You see.
His voice is changing right before
us. It's a new thing I'm trying out. But yeah, lots of changelings don't turn into goo. But it's not because they can't. It's just because they don't want to.
I mean, I don't know why you'd want to be goo.
Honestly. Is this conversation happening in character?
Now it is. I don't know. I guess she said that out of character. Jet imagined it in character, and then Jet just started continuing a conversation that never
Jet
started.
Jet is like our Deadpool, and he hears what we say out of character, but then also just brings it in character.
Oh my gosh.
What do you mean, goo?
Yeah, you know, goo.
Yeah, but you know, we can turn it into a puddle. Like, I've seen Jet do it. You can probably do that too, right?
No.
Wait.
Can't do that.
If you can't do that and you guys are changelings, then does that mean that Jet's not a changeling? Or?
I mean, changelings can only change. I mean, they can't change their size and their shape. They could. I mean, we can look like a different person, but what is? Is it a joke? This puddle thing?
No, Jet, turn into a puddle.
Yeah, let's see it.
I don't know that I want to. What is it? You can't turn into a puddle.
You can.
Maybe you answer first.
Like, maybe this is, like, a thing like mountain dwarves versus, like, you know,
hill dwarves.
Hill dwarves or whatever.
Yeah, right,
it's
right.
Puddle changelings and non-puddle changelings.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never heard of that, but, and I know quite a few changelings, but it's a magical realm, so who knows?
Are we all fighting right now?
Oh, wow.
I don't know what's happening. I'm having a very emotional time, and you guys are fighting about goo, and I'm a terrible friend and mother, and I just, can we get a drink somewhere?
Yes,
what time
please.
Is it?
Late enough.
Okay.
Bucky goes, Mom, don't make me go back.
Oh, Bucky, Aludra, I don't know, is he sitting there? What I'm saying is Aludra puts Buckster's face between her hands, she squished his face, so cute. Bucky, I love you so much, and right now it's not safe. I want to be around you, I want to be near you, but I cannot chance that something bad would happen to you. I can't.
I mean, you need me now. With Harper gone.
Oh, Bucky. I need you always, but I need you to be alive. And being around me is apparently extremely bad luck for staying alive, I've noticed over my time, considering all my friends are dead from the beginning. So you do me a favor, and I want you to go with Roz, and you be my ambassador in Paylor's Hope. I can't think of anyone who would be better than you.
All right.
Now, we'll be back soon. We're going to deal with this, and then we will be back. And then we will go. We will travel together again soon. But right now, I just need to know you're safe.
I think I disagree with you, Mom, but I'll do it. I'll do what you say. And I don't want you to... Don't feel bad. Long Crier was the evil one. It's not your fault.
Woodra is weeping. Just big tears rolling down her face. She hugs Bucky so hard. Maybe a little too hard. She's very strong.
Jet's attempting to capture a couple in a vial for an unknown purpose.
My tears? Well, seems legit. I'm not questioning this. So are they taking off like immediately from here or?
Yeah, I think so. All right. So y'all give your various goodbyes.
I'm sad in real life. I don't like this. Bucky was nice to me. And I don't know how to handle it.
You know, it was really terrible.
Everyone else is being mean. You know what's the worst?
When people say nice things about me, I can't stand it. They're fools.
Aaron draws, I don't know, a pentagram in the dirt.
Yes, for sure. He draws a picture of Harper's face in the middle.
And I don't know, he cuts a goat's throat and spills it around.
Oh my God. Who is Aaron worshiping? Like, who's his god?
Well, this is how they teleport. This is how teleportation works. And unless you have anything else you want to talk about, they wave and they're gone.
Oh God.
All right then, who's hungry?
Oh, I could use a drink.
You gonna drink your dinner?
Yeah. Liquid dinner, please.
Off we pop.
Can we ride on these sweet brooms?
You still have griffins. You guys can. Do you guys want to keep your changeling friends with you?
Of course.
I mean, not if they can't slosh.
I mean, yeah, if they can't hang in Puddle Town, they're down to clown.
Don't you wish down to town changeling in Puddle, could wait, down to like clown me?
In Puddle Town.
In Puddle Town.
So what's the plan now?
Yeah.
Let's say are you guys gonna like make camp here, or do you wanna like get out of this?
Oh yeah, I don't know if we wanna hang out here.
Yeah,
You know what you all need? What? You need a good night's rest in the Jack House.
Oh Jesus. Please let me forget my sorrows. Inside
the
jerk yurt.
But doesn't it, aren't the people in the jerk yurt that are there, so it doesn't like make people, so there would just be us like sadly jerking it?
No, I have 100 meeseeks in there.
Oh yes. That's their whole goal.
Yeah. They do whatever you want, as long as it doesn't cause direct harm, which...
Yeah, no, that doesn't.
Well...
Okay.
I feel like the meeseeks that are inside the jerk yurt, it's like that thing of like when you're drunk and you like hook up with someone and then the next day you're like, man, I can't believe I did that. That's like every time you go in there, it's like you do some really messed up stuff and then you feel a lot of shame the next day.
As you go in, you're like, man, I can't believe I'm going to do this.
And you just keep on doing it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So are you going into the jerk yurt?
Out of sight from the tower, though, because it just feels really wrong.
Well, the entryway is concealed. So, like, once we go in, the entryway disappears behind us.
Oh,
Okay.
Until such time as we come out. We just feel like, do this right in front of your mom's house. She would never know.
Could we do it where there's like fake windows, but the windows show us like a beach or something that's like super peaceful and not
like a place our friend died
staring us in the face?
Yeah, as long as I got enough tiny spoons, we can do whatever we want.
Let's do it. All
right, so you guys go make camp somewhere else and then create
a night of debauchery happens. And no one talks about it ever again.
No one makes eye contact. The next day, it didn't happen.
So the next morning, you've all left the jerk yard and no one's making eye contact.
And how could you? Like, the things I've seen are just like burned in my retinas.
Could I, at some point during the night, I would want to talk to Aludra. Could we do that?
Yeah, of course.
After all the weird stuff happens,
unspeakable things.
Yeah. Obviously, we don't address it. It's not weird or anything. Yeah. She would, like, J-Lo would just come up to her and just be like, I don't want you to blame yourself. It wasn't your fault.
I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you, I mean, obviously things are not okay, but is there anything else bothering you?
Should I take off my headphones?
Michael, take off your headphones.
It's just, I mean, I know this isn't fair, but you said that we shouldn't do it. And my friend's dead, and I don't know how I can handle this. Do they have therapists in Drunk Rose?
There's Dr. Brown Smasher.
A looter has got to go there.
You could have gotten therapy from a Meeseeks if you wanted to.
Oh, God.
Tell me what's bothering you.
Okay, I just about had seltzer water come up through my nose before I left. Oh, I don't feel like what these Meeseeks do counts as therapy.
They're not. They can do whatever you want.
Unless you call jerking it therapy.
They're, you know what? I feel like you're marginalizing them based on a stereotype, and they can do so much more than jerk you so right.
Although they can do that.
Can you?
They can do that.
Can you please jerk my heart?
I want that to be like the number one single of 2017 is Jerk Off My Heart.
The thing that's the most terrible right now is that Aludra is dealing with this in the way that Jennifer would, which is like try to deal with it for 2 seconds and like, I gotta make jokes.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I don't know how to do this.
Okay, so whenever she says, like, basically tries to blame it and be like, Harper was my friend, J-Lo would be like, Aludra, he was my friend too. You and him were the first people I ever knew here. You guys were like my family.
I know. That was really shitty of me. I'm sorry. No. I can't deal with this. This is too much. Like, so, I mean, literally, my friends, like, I'm the only one left now. Like, it just feels like I'm cursed or something. Like, everyone around me is just doomed. Like, my brother and Tom and Harper. And, like, why does this keep happening?
And bananas.
And bananas.
There was a monkey in bananas.
Untold. Am I just not safe to be around? Are you going to be next? What's going to happen now? Like, no. I need to go home.
No.
And bad things happen there, too. Oh my God!
You don't need to leave. That's not a
roll for panic attack.
You get a +3.
Oh boy, what do you roll for that?
Can I offer an alternative?
Yeah.
No one died before Bucky came around.
You're right. It's Bucky's fault.
That little shit.
Looter kind of like puts her head down between her knees. Is there a bag? Is there a paper bag she can breathe into?
She gets out a little leather satchel.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not your fault, and you don't want to go home. Whenever you were there, it's just part of the job hazard. It's being an adventurer. It's everything that we go out to fight to try to save people from. Eventually, it bites us in the ass.
I just don't know why I'm the one that's left. That's what I don't understand, other than the fact that I am very durable. But
you're extremely tough. And she gives her like a little, like trying to like, maybe hinting at something that happened earlier in the dirt shirt.
Luna like kind of smiles and just like, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
first rule of jerk club.
Don't talk about what happened in jerk club. I mean, I guess at least that I can do. I mean, the most I can do is just to keep trying to do good and protect the people around me for, you know, whatever time I have left on this terrible hell earth. And, you know, and try to raise Bucky to be a good young man. And he's just so good. She started crying again.
She like will hug her if she doesn't push her off. So she
allows it. She allows it. Yeah. Eludra allows it.
And she'll be like, we all have each other to look after. And I know that I'm going to fight like hell to never let anything happen to you. And inevitably, things like this might happen, but in the end, we are making a lot more lives better in our deaths.
Can I share something with you that I just thought of right now?
I imagine that Jet had just gooped up from the side.
He's like hanging. Oh my God.
He's popping in.
He's the Dale Earnhardt Jr. Or Dale Earnhardt jacket again. It's been like just hanging on the wall that we haven't noticed.
And then the like arms like snakes over.
This is something that I just thought of just now. 100% copyright me. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
Oh, Jack! Eludra hugs the Dale Earnhardt jacket. She hugs the Dale Earnhardt jacket, and then she brings it over to Jayla and squishes him between the two of them. Big group hug. Okay.
This is great. Yeah. Jet just sloshes curtain out down. Of the middle of them. Yeah. And he's like, later.
Yeah. So he leaves, and then curtain down. Scene goes black.
And then next morning.
Okay. Is the next morning. Everyone can't make eye contact because of the gross stuff that happened in the jerk hurt. And I kind of want to just end it there.
We can. Yeah.
It's a little early, but I feel like
it's a that means really like good. The emotions,
I feel like it'd be bad to try to
pat
out for an hour after all the emotions that happened.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the feels are so much that it's like twice the level of an episode.
Right. Absolutely. I'll just read all this feedback.
Oh, yeah. We could do that.
Yep.
Did you guys see this thing in the chat? Somebody's like, final episode of Drunks and Dragons, Eludra stands alone, level 99, over the graves of her former champions. She steps into a magic circle and kills herself. Every grave glows and starts to shake. The podcast cuts off suddenly.
Oh my God.
I'm stealing that.
That's so good.
I'm stealing that. That'll be the end. Thank you, everyone, for these beautiful iTunes reviews. FreeSlad279 says,
oh, my only son.
Don't pass this up. That slad, baby slatty died too.
Oh my God, what is everyone?
Oh shit.
Nerdy gay guy from the USA says, love this podcast. I have to say, I love when Tim reads a review in that weird sexy voice and when Bachman does his movie announcer voice. Sorry, neither of them are doing it. It's me.
Maybe in the future.
Good luck. Good luck next time. okay. Quirky Owl from the United States says, awesome podcast. I love listening to your podcast while I'm at work. It's funny and you're all awesome. Great podcast. A Walls. Why am I doing this when I'm coughing?
Yeah. They're just dying to bring you these reviews.
I was going to say, do you want to send them to, like, Bachman or Jennifer?
Fuck that.
Oh, okay.
I want to watch him suffer.
Yeah, me too.
Walls91 says, a hilarious world of misadventure. Dive deep into the world of Drunk Heroes where anything is possible. And a lot of other stuff. Thank you. That's beautiful. Kill your mom and love your dad is how they end it.
Oh, my God.
Sicken Mahawk. MacHawkiner, this is hard, says, Dirty Birds, mate. I Patreon these fools, hopefully make them all independently wealthy so they can do nothing but podcasts every day.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
You guys make me hopeful that there is hope for us not to let our dreams be dreams, but a reality, a fake reality, when we can dream about when our real reality, we can dream about to make our real reality out of. Thanks.
That okay. Fragmented my brain.
I probably just read it really badly. Jazz Baz says, spoiler alert, kind of. I'm only on episode 31. But if I don't get me my weekly Halfling Darkblade fill, I'm going to freak.
Oh, no, buddy. Oh. You've got so many deaths to go through.
Seriously, though, he better pull a Jon Snow real fast or a piece of me will be gone forever.
Well,
say bye-bye.
I hope that you have Voldemorted yourself because you're going to need several pieces of you now.
Today ain't your day.
Thank you for bringing up Unforgivable.
Always.
It's a beautiful thing, says Brent Perrin from Canada. G'day, mate. Who needs therapy when you have Drunks and Dragons to make you smile?
Eludra does.
Sorry about,
we need therapy.
This episode. This is an awesome podcast for D&D faithful and newbies alike. Listen for your daily dose of past, dark past, dragon boners, cool headbands, clumsy dwarves, and even the occasional choo-choo. Keep it dicey.
Occasional.
Hey, but this last one was all our fault, so.
Mabuzo. Again, don't you dare put this on me.
Rabuzo says, good day, mates. He's from the United States. Can't recommend this podcast enough. I can't listen to Needle and Hay by Elliot Smith without laughing, crying, and thinking about Tom the Dragonborn. And now maybe Harper.
Hell. Love to die.
Very belated listener from the United States says, awesome podcast. Brent is awesome. Xbox GT from the United States says, D&D. And he says, oh my God, so adequate.
Was it seven D's? Oh, or are they just saying we are adequate?
No, they're saying we're adequate, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Joe the Drunken Dwarf from the United States says, drunken hilarity. My homie Eludra from Canada. G'day, mate. Best podcast ever. I wish your episodes were longer. Sorry about this week.
not this one irony. In particular.
Bunbury the Great says, continually enjoyable. Bill Fox Fritz Loser says, by way of the Vermilion Minotaur. Oh, that's from our good friends, not our good friends, people we paid to advertise for us
our
on
best
Magic
friends.
Tavern. Thank you for that. Red Drake from Sweden says, awesome. And Jack Norman Inc. says, dope. Colton Griffith says, the most entertaining podcast. And Hyuga Hin, this is Japanese. Hinata Ro says, a healthy dose of insanity. This says something good about me, so I'm going to read it. An amazing romantic comedy centered around the lovely dwarven maiden Eludra. Join her on an adventure of self-discovery and her gang of quirky friends, her buddy cop bestie Tom, the slyest of sly Tom, and the wise and slightly twitchy Junpei. This person needs to get caught up. Fighting zombies to learning that the best improvised throwing weapons is your enemy's severed heads, you'll be enamored and in tears from laughing. But seriously, an amazing dynamic between some hilarious, wholly wonderful people, all brought together by the genius that is Michael DeMarro.
Oh, jeez. Did you write this, Michael?
This is great. Beautifully crafted.
Have you not listened since Junpei?
A beautifully crafted world filled with zany adventures and a gripping story. Jennifer, Tim, Michael B., and Nika, you all bring a great amount of joy to my day and save the lives of my coworkers regularly. Thanks so much and keep being awesome. He didn't mention Jayla, but he said you, Nika. So
yeah, maybe he thinks Junpei and I are the same.
Maybe that
could be it. No good says favorite podcast.
Oh, I thought they were saying we were no good.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. Why would you say that?
Fig Fig from the U.S. says, I found this by chance when I misspelled dragon into Google.
That is literally the best way you could find our podcast.
I'm happy about this.
That's great. I started listening knowing nothing about D&D, and trust me, that's fine. The hosts do a great job explaining things as they go along. I don't think that's true. We're very funny and yada, 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 yada. And thank you. I hope you don't mind, but I've named our newest resident Percy Hamhands. He has really big paws. Oh, because they work at a dog sanctuary.
Aww. 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 I hope that pup is out there doing great.
I have a question about this. If you could write in an answer, are the dogs allowed to self-govern at the sanctuary, or do they follow the human rule of law? Thank you.
They said, I work for a dog sanctuary with animals that are unadoptable due to physical and mental issues as a result of neglect or abuse. Oh, that's so sad. And it gets pretty sad when it's just me and the puppers, and I like to listen to funny podcasts, and this is one of my favorites. Plus, I think it cheers the dogs up.
That's probably true. Like, that makes my life seem so much better that there might be a dog that's happier because it listens to my dumb voice.
Yeah. And his name is Percy Hamhands.
How many times will I cry tonight? A lot.
Let me count the ways.
Arcade Error Win from Canada says, this podcast is great. Believe it. G'day, mate. This podcast inspired me to dive into tabletop DMing, a campaign for my friends. The show is worth your time and also your Patreon bucks. Thanks for the hosts.
Hell yeah.
Thanks to the hosts for the hundreds of hours of fun. This is really hard. I can't read anything. DeanWin88 from the UK says, funniest D&D podcast around. Bois from Canada says, great podcast. Oh my God, there's still more.
Maybe you should cut them. Maybe we can.
We're so close.
get it.
Jajilla says, sup, fellas. Just another Joe from USA says, best live play VeggieTales podcast around.
I would absolutely do that. Holy shit. Is there a VeggieTales tabletop? Googling.
Not yet.
Old Rattlesnake from the US says, roll for dick jokes. And we did it. Whew. We made it through. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at GeeklyAnchor, at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lenning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman. I've never done that before.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
wow. Crazy. Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, you can check out these other Geekly Ink shows, including Brute Force, Casts of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, The Host's Westworld, Transformation Sequence, and Your Wizardary. You can also visit us at geeklyink.com, where you can read the always updating content and check out some fan art by the talented community artist. Afterwards, make sure to head over to the shop and okay buy some merchandise for your next adventuring quest. When you've finished jerking your heart, head over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to do another listen through? Check out the D&D Podcast Abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun in a tenth of the time. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. GeeklyCon 2017 tickets are on sale. It's going to be held in St. Louis, and you can get your ticket as well as your hotel room. Information is available on the forums for ride or room shares, so grab your ticket and get ready for fun. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Yay, thank you, everybody. We'll be back, I'm sure, with a really long episode. Oh, go ahead, Mr. Brockman.
Real quick, I did find a VeggieTales.
Oh, no.
It's not tabletop.
Is it Fiasco?
It's on this Russian website. It's VeggieTales 3D. And you had to translate the paragraph, the synopsis, which I would like to read for you now, if you'll.
Thank you.
If you'll allow. Yes, please.
Have you ever been that the vegetables should have rights? Maybe you will come as a total nonsense, but you can be sure that while you're reading this text, in the kitchen with your cauliflower indulges wild ideas about freedom and pumpkins, meanwhile formulates initial ideas of the revolution. However, it is facing a revolt due to beat her from all other servants.
Why are my vegetables trying to buck up against me in my own kitchen?
This is a Russian game, you said, though, right? That's 100% accurate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, on that beautiful note, we will see you guys next week. Until then, keep it dicey. Our cognitive scrying, or erase that word that I just said. We used our scrying and magic stuff.
Podcast, I cast.
Michael, go to GeeklyCon or I'll kill you.
I want to die, so I'm okay.
Yay, GeeklyCon in hell, baby.
GeeklyCon hell. Yeah, I'm in House Puddlefoot.
You know what? crinkle. I'm in House Merrowick, now that you mentioned it.
Wow. Michael,
this is me getting out my checkbook, then, because the things in the mail, what do I get? Like some...
Get like a mug.
A dice mug? Bag, a dice like bag? Yeah. I thought you were going to give me a tax debt.
No, that would be a bad gift. Oh, that's okay. Not a good gift. I have to go to debtor's prison.
You know what? All right, fine. Here, where do I sign up?
Well, you're already in House Merrick, which means you already signed up.
Okay, so let's. All right, let's do it again. I can sign up for a GeeklyCon House Cup and make my new friends so that when I get to GeeklyCon, I won't be alone and sad. All right, you know what?
Put the Christ in Christmas.
You know what? I'm into it. I will put the Christ in Christmas. And you know what? We can even have my new character say it. Carl the Fart Man. Edit. You don't have to tell whoever you buy this for that you got something equally dope.
Nice. They'll just, when you run into them at GeeklyCon, they'll be shocked.
That will be strange, yes. It'll be a surprise. Like, hello, I'm here. The first thing you hear, you'll do like a baby bird. Okay, yep. Go to GeeklyCon.com, right? Okay,
got it.
What you need to do is...
Yeah, I did. Okay, it's going again.
I love if we're like, all right, we'll do it super short. And then let's add Foley. Oh, we got to add Foley. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm glad that you were here to tell me about this. I love you.
I'm always happy to be here. I love you too.
Thank you.